Title, radio newscast, AFN Iwakuni, runtime 4 minutes 19 seconds.
I'm Lance Corporal Lupe Campos with your Inside Iwakuni radio news for Monday, December 10th. Your official exchange rate at all military banking facilities is 80 yen to the US dollar. MC Perry Elementary School students recently discovered they share more in common with their Japanese counterparts than they realized. Lance Corporal Jonathan House got down in the playground to bring you the story.
MC Perry Elementary School's faculty aboard Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni played host to middle school children from Kubo Elementary School Wednesday as part of a cultural exchange program. Sixth grade teacher Jennifer Walker said this program gave the children an opportunity to experience a different culture and also share their own.
Well, our sixth graders, our military kids, they understand that they live in another culture, but for them to be able to experience it is something altogether beneficial for them and for us. As ambassadors, they can promote that positive friendship, that positive outlook, and that positive cohesion between the two countries. And that's mainly what we want our sixth graders to get out of this, is that their world, when they graduate high school, is going to be very global and international. And for them to start making those connections now and understanding how to relate and how to interact and how to promote our base and how positive our base is and the wonderful things that are going on at our school, it benefits everyone.
The students of MC Perry also learned how to communicate with people that speak a different language than they do. Reporting from Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni, I'm Lance Corporal Jonathan House.
Kubo Elementary initially welcomed MC Perry students to their school, which sparked this educational cultural exchange. The Wood Hobby Shop is having an ornament-making class every Saturday afternoon in December. Make unique wood ornaments for your tree to commemorate your time in Japan or symbolize what Christmas means to you. The class is from 2 to 4 p.m. and has a fee that does not include wood. Donate items or your time to the chapel this holiday season. They need items like blankets and toothbrushes for the elderly and snacks for children. There are many opportunities to volunteer during December, so call the chaplain's office to find out how. The comedy hypnotist Chuck Milligan is an Iwakuni. He'll be mesmerizing you at his adult-only shows tonight and Tuesday at 9 p.m. Come to the Club Iwakuni Ballroom for this unique experience. Attention current and former residents of South Carolina. If you filed a South Carolina tax return since 1998, your personal information may have been compromised. Residents are strongly encouraged to sign up for the free identity theft protection services. Register by January 31st. Go to www.consumer.sc.gov to learn more. Go on a snowboarding adventure to Geihoku with the Single Marine Program's monthly trip. You'll have the chance to buy a 4 or 9 hour lift ticket once you arrive. Sign up at the Hornet's Nest or the Marine Lounge today. Come to the Sakura Theater tonight at 7 and catch Alex Cross, rated PG-13. A homicide detective pushes his limits as he pursues a bizarre serial killer.
Power 1575.
Sports Briefs.
Bring your holiday cheer to the Jingle Bell Jog December 21st. Then stick around for the party that follows with live music, crafts and games, and even Santa Claus. Refreshments will be provided, and there will also be a raffle for prizes. The 1.5K fun run starts at 10 a.m. behind the Ironworks Gym, so start getting your costume ready today. Youth sports, basketball, and cheerleading season is just around the corner. Register your 3 to 15-year-old at the Ironworks Gym before January 7th. The opening ceremony will be February 2nd. If you want to learn how to swim without a big crowd watching, then register for private lessons. Sign-ups for sessions in January are Friday between 8 a.m. and noon. There are 8 30-minute sessions for ages 3 and older. Stop by the aquatics office at the Ironworks Gym to sign up. That's all for this edition of your Inside Iwakuni Radio News. Tune into AFN Prime Channels Pacific and Atlantic, or for a past newscast, log on to marines.mil.